Still shopping around the music. It's not that bad though for an intro.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's a nice chill vibe. Yeah. Right up my ass alley.
Yeah, you
don't
like the Lord
of
Huron.
Don't mind me. I'm just sorry. Go ahead.
Working, real job, of course. You're at
well,
the job site.
Well, of course, real job, but in this undisclosed location. No, I'm hinging over here. Look who it is. Promises made, promises kept.
Wow.
That's a no for me, Pallavi.
Yes, because I'm sure you're not signing up for the exclusive benefits, so you can only choose from so many. So definitely swipe left on that. She looked like she had a little bit of a high schnoz. We'll get into the profiles.
Yeah, sorry. We'll get to this. We'll get back to this.
Because we do have a special guest coming in and maybe a couple other pop-ins that could definitely comment on these profiles.
If you want the link, just ask.
Just ask. We're being generous today. We're sending it out to everyone if you're there. All the freaks, unless you're annoying, then you might not get it. I forgot where I was at. Yes, I'm shopping around for some new music on this fucking thing. It is the first of the year. Ugh. Brutal.
I'm gonna make a New Year's resolution.
Oh, I'm gonna make a resolution. You want to stay up till midnight with me and watch the ball drop?
No, just be an adult. Just every day is days are made up by man. Calendars are all man-made. It's all fake. Just be an adult and choose what you want to do with your life. You don't need arbitrary days and years to make changes in your life.
Exactly.
There's your inspiration for the day.
Oh my God. I actually did watch the ball drop because I just wanted to see all the freaks in New York City. It's 99% Asians. Anytime they would go to the crowd, it's Asian.
Yeah, so they love being like, packed around.
All the outrage was on live TV. It's right when the ball drop and they go Happy New Year, the camera cuts to a gay couple making out. And A lot of moms and dads on Twitter and Facebook outraged that their kids had to witness that. It wasn't just a quick camera cut either. As soon as the ball dropped and it's Happy New Year, it cut to the gay couple making out and just stayed on the couple for like a good 5 to 10
seconds. Wait, guys?
Yeah, two dudes on live TV. It was the first thing you got to see. I mean, of course, we don't mind, but
no, maybe they were just proving they weren't gay.
True. You know, yeah, but I mean, being in Times Square in New York City on New Year's Eve.
Was it Gino?
It could have been Gino. I mean, he is pretty gay. I was trying to find a clip. Little Lemmy, of course, friend of the show, joins us.
Wow, big get.
How are you? Did you do anything fun on the New Year's Eve?
I hung out with Stormy a little bit, and then I hung out with some people in Discord.
Oh, I saw that. I almost got in the chat for a minute, but you were live the same time MLC was live, and we were having way too much fun in that chat.
What was going on there? I was, what's up, Little Lemmy, by the way? I was hashtag real jobbing yesterday evening with the great Brennan Sagalow and some others. Very funny. What a good egg. But anyway, what was going on? What's that?
Did he remember you?
Yeah, he's at the soccer ball club all the time.
Oh, okay.
All the time. What was going on, Ski? You said the last night's show went off the rails. Who was smoking cigarettes and telling you to send a link? What's going on here?
Hold on. I'm going to bring Quadfather in. Quadfather, did you watch NMLC last night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So he starts off the show by himself, and he's promising everyone that he's got a big get coming. And then so Pat Dixon joins. And then he's got Mr. Kill Everything and Ray DeVito and Tracy on.
Thank you, John Russ.
One of the only people. The way. Thank you, John Russ. Happy New Year to our Ohio friends.
Tracy and her forehead.
Yeah. Tracy's not bad. She was good. She saved the show. Yeah. So Mr. Kill Everything hops on. First of all, the dude's boring as hell. He can't get through a story. And he probably smoked 200 cigarettes the entire time. And he would smoke a cigarette, take a sip, and light another cigarette.
And so he's just everything we imagine super chatters are?
Yes, 100%. And so he's just getting lit up in the chat. We're like, you know, where's Mrs. Kill Everything? Is she getting railed by BBC on New Year's Eve? What's going on? Why are you there alone getting drunk? And he's getting hammered. And I don't know if it was that he was nervous, but he just couldn't tell a story. And and I'm thinking, like, if this guy didn't pay Kevin, he would have been kicked off an hour ago or minutes ago. And
rack
much
you.
Less much less smoking cigarettes back to back. And then
what kind of cigarettes?
I think they were Virginia Slims because they were fucking long.
Ooh.
He claimed they were Newports.
Oh, yes. He was smoking a Newport 100s, I guess. Yeah. And that was another one of the jokes. We were saying that Mr. and Mrs. Kill Everything were both smoking Newports last night because they weren't together.
God,
he was off smoking her own Newports, and he was back to backing those. So then I'm just in there for the chat because the chat was fun, lighting it up. People were begging Kevin to send me the link. Of course, he's too scared to do so. They're asking if I regret the fillet of fish. Absolutely not. It was delicious. It was hot and ready. So no, and I wouldn't have joined anyway. And then people were trying to get me to snipe stream, and they said that I've lost my edge since I wouldn't get out of my comfortable king size to snipe stream the show. I said, "It's just we don't do that. We don't have to. We don't have to do that." So, anyways, I can't wait for you to watch the episode, Stancil. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about, and it's one that you have to kind of watch because we did it. We even had a counter going on how many cigarettes, and he was vaping in between cigarettes.
Oh boy. So
yeah,
Chad,
I watched Melton stream right after that too, and that's exactly what Melton says, is like, you don't always have to go on a podcast. Like, if you're not feeling it or whatever, you're fucked up, you don't have to go. You can just don't show up.
And he was talking about how he has all this equipment, these mics, he's got all the podcasting equipment, and then immediately the chat's like, well, you should throw it away, you know, never podcast again. And you could tell, like, I kind of feel bad because you got to know if you go on that show, it doesn't matter if you're good or you're bad. You don't read the chat. You hide the chat because they're going to be brutal either way. So you could tell the whole time, as the more drunk he got, he keeps looking down at his phone, reading the chat, and he was getting visibly pissed off because, I mean, it was brutal. Yeah. I mean,
who else was on it? Tracy.
Tracy. Who's you know Tracy? What's her last
name? The girl
name?
I met, Tracy Carnazzo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to her in person less than a week ago. We talked about it on here. We had a nice long chat about MLC in person. It was.
How long was your chat?
Oh, about 5.5 inches.
Chris Mack's in the chat. Chris Mack, I know I saw him in the MLC chat last night. Tell us what you thought about the show and how brutal it was compared to last year's incredible New Year's Eve show. Total letdown. If it wasn't for the live
Chad's going to have a field day with this, huh? His arch nemesis bombing on the show. So
yeah,
I hate to say it, but I look forward to that.
People were sending in super chats, like, why do you hate Chad? And all he would say was, what was he saying? What's his line? Kill piggy death, piggy death, and that's
total
it.
Piggy death.
Yeah, so Borgo's sending like $100, like, tell us what's going on. He's like, total piggy death, that's what's going on. I'm like, oh my god, this guy fucking stinks.
At least, yeah.
So if he wasn't sending super chats to Kev, he would have been gone in 5 minutes. He's obsessed with money. It's sad.
We've discussed it at length here. Yeah. Doesn't need to be bashed, but yes, he's addicted to super chats, in his own words. He truly is, like, literally.
It's sad.
I know. It's kind of funny, but
in the old days, he would have lit this guy up. I mean, it was, oh my, it was bad, man. It was bad.
Come on. The guy's trying to retire. He's trying to, like, get that Skrilla before he ends it all.
Skrilla in Manila. Send Jake Hudson the link.
You want me to send him a link?
Yeah. He I want to get nauseous.
Get him on here.
All right.
Yeah. I want to get nauseous from him.
Yeah, I want to know what's
around.
Going on with his 3 a.m. tweets of porn. I'm like trying to sleep. And I just come across some bouncing booty, and I'm like, God damn it, Jake.
Jake's got to get his. Making white all over that trailer.
True. Dude, imagine a black light in that trailer.
Ooh. Between the blood and the cum.
Lemmy, what are your thoughts on Jake Hudson? I know you're a fan.
I've known Jake Hudson for a very long time, so watching your all's community get to know Jake Hudson has been a very fascinating experience for my community.
Oh, that's interesting.
We've known him for a long time.
And where did you come upon this gentleman?
He messed around with Steel Toe a little bit. Aaron kind of, like, shit on him a lot and he was kind of everywhere. So I was like, who's this Jake Hudson guy? And we just met through chat. And nice. He's a Bubba guy. He ended up being a Bubba the Love Sponge guy, which is ultimately who interested me in this whole podcasting universe in the first place. So.
No, he's a classic character. We have no problem with Jake Hudson. It's classic. I find him, I think he's a great character in this world.
You both love wrestling too, huh? You have a lot in common with that Jake Hudson, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk some wrestling. I only watch Stone Cold. That's it. He's fucking funny. Lemmy, you live down in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one who ordered the hat?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to figure out who it was, but I was like, this is a name I've never read before.
I like how we know exactly who buys. It's either
I was like, I've never heard of this name before, but there's only one person I think.
It's the best merch site in the biz. Yes, the only merch site that loses money for the sake of entertainment.
We'll have you back on. I want to know the quality, make sure my merch people are still up to their game, up to par. We don't do subpar merch.
No.
Best in the game. High quality. You can wash it 1,000 times and it still comes out looking bright, fresh, hot, ready, all that.
That's right. I can confirm that. I got one. It's great. Absolutely. Good stuff. Good quality.
All right. Jake Hudson's here. Should we bring him in?
Bring him in. Quadfather must feel at home. There's 35 people on the screen.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
It's a bonus. It's a holiday episode. It's a bonus ep. He's on the move already. Here he goes.
By the way, happy birthday, Bobby P. By the way. Happy birthday, Bobby P.
What about my birthday?
Yeah.
My
birthday today would have been Bobby P's 29th birthday. Today.
What's he doing?
Yeah, what's he at?
He's
Jesus,
dead.
Jim. He's not here anymore, buddy. What are you doing?
You don't get more
birthdays. You're
birthday
as bad as this
dead.
Guy.
All I ever do, I tell the truth. You don't get birthdays when you're dead. You're just dead.
Way, I agree.
I changed my shirt today because I had on a Chad Zumok shirt. Now I have on a green shirt. I had on.
Now, is that a political statement?
It looks like.
Can I say something? Every time we go, I didn't want to wear the Chad shirt because I didn't want to get pulled from the show because I know you guys don't like Chad.
That's not true.
We don't mind Chad anymore. We just speak truth. Yeah. I've been on record saying Chad's been pretty good. I hate to say it as
you
of are, late, frankly, better than some other people that have been on there.
Jim,
what?
You were also on camera kissing Keanu's mom.
That's ago. Goddamn right, Jake.
Keanu that says hi, Jake.
Oh, send Keanu the link.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of which, did you guys see the epic NLO last night until like 4:30 Pacific time this morning? It was on.
No, I did not watch it. I went to sleep right when MLC ended.
No, we don't support that. We don't support that.
Oh, let me.
Well, open your horizons there, Jim. You need some new experiences. NLO will do it for you. But no, I don't know if you like people ripping your look off their ski mask, Tukey and. NLO both wearing ski masks last night.
Well, that's because they know who the boss is, and they want to compliment the boss. And the first to do it, the first to MLC wrap up, and so they can enjoy. I mean, they can brag about their subscribers and what they're doing. I don't care.
I mean, can I make a suggestion that maybe you trademark that look or copyright it or something? You can give them a strike.
I did copyright it. You could just go back and watch the first episode from 3.5 years ago. That's copyright. I mean, that's trademark right there. First to do it.
That's right. Yeah, we'll put that strike in there. You better get a hold of Mr. YouTube today.
Ski mask.
What's up?
Do you hate me?
No, why?
Because Stevie Lou said you hated me.
Oh, well, Stevie Lou doesn't know what he's talking about. Doesn't everybody know that at this point?
Right.
Oh, by the
way,
he said I
owed him money. It was $13.
You owe him $13.99 for Stevie for Lou's Cannon.
Yes. No. Here's the thing. He also, when all the stuff happened with Visconti, not gonna say that guy's name. I'm afraid I'm
Gino?
Gonna be kicked. Yeah.
Peter Visconti.
I love Gino. Oh, who's Peter?
By the way. Oh, Lemmy, a anonymous fan donated $50 New Zealand to me this morning.
Well, they're not so anonymous anymore. They're in New Zealand, apparently. You're doxing people now, huh, Jake?
No,
Jake loves doxing.
We don't.
What
do
was
that.
Your point?
You know, it's a certain person that's been sending me stuff. I just is a certain
man
person,
or man or woman.
Yeah,
a man.
Big piece.
He's a friend. He's a friend of Pesci.
He's Joe a Pesci? Mutual friend of ours.
Yeah, Jimmy Thunder.
Real Bucks or Kiki Bucks?
Whoa!
Sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Jimmy Thunder.
That's
from
awesome.
Down under.
Yeah. Hey, you got Thunder like, Down Under.
Yeah.
But Jim, you know, here's the thing. In Ski Mask, if I said something really offensive last year, I'm sorry. Today,
wow. I don't. First of all, I don't get offended. Second of all, listen, everything's fine, Jake. If you ever think I have a problem with you, just ask me. I'm not gonna ignore you.
Because you know when I was working as the executive producer of assistant executive producer of Loose Cannon of Blue Cannon. I felt like there was a little bit of tension there with you, and
well, that's the point. I've always been a tense dude, a tense guy, as they say. That's why MLC is obviously scared of me and my attributions because they know I'll show up with filet of fish. It's very tense. And,
by the way, the second best sandwich at McDonald's is the filet of fish.
By the way, I still have the Gun Friday background. If you guys want me to put it up,
that's fine. You can just do whatever you want to do.
No, I like seeing. No.
We're both at Compound Studios now, buddy. There we go.
Yeah.
We're killing it.
But my green screen. I don't have a green screen.
That's crazy.
How about a king size bed? What are you working with there, Jake?
What kind of bed you got? By the way, mine is like queen. By the way,
I got a bigger piece queen? Than you.
Yeah.
You need a queen on that queen, don't you, Jake?
But here's the thing. It's like, dude. Hey, Ski Mask, would you be offended if I come in with a pink lucha mask?
It's why do that? I mean, is why? I mean, what is the point?
It's not a ski mask. It's a lucha mask. It's not.
Because you like gay wrestling?
No. Reason why? Because people saying, "Oh, you can't wear a pink mask without checking with Ski Mask first."
Oh, who said that?
Yeah, who said that?
So why are you listening to them? I didn't say that.
Stevie Lou. It was Stevie Lou.
Well, I'm starting to not believe you, Jake. Yeah. I'm starting to think you're just pulling this shit out of your ass.
I know. I'm sorry.
We've seen Jake pull some things out of his ass in the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, don't.
Jake, you look like you're gaining a little bit of weight, buddy. What's going on?
The last time that I weighed, this year, I went last year I weighed 232. Now I'm 235.
All right,
a couple pounds up in the cheeks. I see.
I got up to 238 at one point. There, that was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was going through some of the old clips, and there's one of you sitting on the beach, and I was like, "Damn, he used to be fat as fuck."
Yeah.
Look at me. Oh, you
want people want me to go to New York. People want me to come to New York.
Who are these people?
Yeah, you'd fit right in.
Gino, Keanu.
I know Keanu's in the chat. Keanu, do you want Jake to come to New York?
What do you think about this, Jake?
Ooh.
What's that?
That's me. I may have sent it to some lady yesterday. Anywho, don't get your cock all in a bunch, Jake, looking at that picture. Now, when are you coming to New York, and will you fly Spirit or Southwest?
I actually am a coach, but... Or a private jet, a PJ, a private jet.
What sport do you coach?
Now, are you going to be able to sit in the seat the entire flight?
Poper, Reed Poper's
he'll be live streaming. What are you talking about?
I
don't think they're going to let you just walk around the cabin. Yeah.
Hey, you know, listen.
Make sure you get an aisle seat.
And by the way, I asked Ski Mask that question. He said he would ban me from the chat if I come in with a pink ski mask. He said that in an earlier episode of SMC.
Maybe. Wow. I was probably drunk.
What do you think about those knockoff pink?
But at least I survived my seizures.
Like NLO and Tukey, they don't have the same kind of baklava that you got. It seems like they're a little bit different. Is that true or...
I mean, there's only one brand that I rock. I mean, I tried to rock a different brand, and it wasn't.
Don't tell them
out.
The brand. Of
course. Oh, of course.
Yeah, don't say it. No, I let them steal it. That's how they are.
Yeah.
I've said it on past episodes, so they can just go back and watch all of my content, and they'll be able to find it.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say that Ski Mask is actually an innovator of the after shows of MLC.
This is the show.
Yeah, and also you were the one that do bar shows before going over to Compound Media to do In Hot Water on Tuesdays.
Yes. Bar shows.
Well, he's also the guy that does the post In Hot Water show where he goes over and hangs out with Opie too. So
he's become
really famous at Gebhardt's, I believe.
Show off.
Yeah, great.
He's been on the show with Kumia and Opie. That's his credits. And he's been on a roast with Gino Visconti. This guy's got more credits than Chad.
Yeah. It is true. I've been on New York stages more recently than Chad. That is a fact.
You haven't seen my you haven't seen the hoodie that I'm wearing today.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm wearing my steel toe hoodie.
Oh, that's crazy. It looks like you're working construction or like mowing grass right before you came on.
This
is like the new True Detective, I feel like.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Take your clothes off.
I was taking that shirt off because I didn't want to wear the Chad shirt around.
No.
That was steel toe.
But steel toe, listen, it's covered up. You can't see what hoodie I'm wearing. And I wore this hoodie to two doctor's appointments and people didn't even recognize. People don't know about steel toe in my hometown.
Doctors don't watch steel toe?
That's crazy.
Come on.
I thought they were up to date
on all the latest shows.
By the way, the doctor listened to me and the doctor was like,
I bet he didn't have a choice.
No, it was a she.
Are you running around the room while he's trying to grab your nuts?
Yeah.
No.
What did he listen to?
Also,
guys, yesterday morning,
the doctor the link.
I said.
Did they check your oil, Jake?
I did. By the way.
What were we at the doctor for?
What's that? By the way, Silk City hot sauce.
It's not ours, is it?
Yeah, it's not our bottle.
I don't have your bottle.
Why not?
I have Aztec. I have this.
Oh, everybody's but ours, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have Chad's, the one that's bland with no bite?
No, I have that. This is what they sent me, and I did two big shots of that, of all three mixed together.
What? On purpose?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you do it live on the air?
Yeah, on Mosh's show, on a friend's show, on the No Filter show. By the way, No Filter will be back on the 5th, I think the 5th or the 4th.
Oh, cool.
Let me write that down. But
here's the thing. Ski Mask is better than Chad Zumok.
Rack him.
Well, everybody is. That's not saying anything.
I don't know. I mean, watching MLC last night, I would have rather had Chad on there than Mr. Kill Everything. People were clamoring, begging for Chad on there.
Here's the thing. Can I also say this?
No.
Watching this show is actually funny. But your sports show is actually funnier than Chad's sports show.
Goddamn right. We just had we had a doctor on the other day. Physical therapy. Yeah, was that your doctor I had on?
No, my doctor.
What were you seeing the doctor for?
It was just for a checkup because I'm on Medicaid. I have to go every year so they can approve me for another year, but. But dealing with those doctors, because I have white coat syndrome, I'm scared. Team of Ducks says Lemmy and plus Stancil collab makes my heart grow 10 times.
You have the attention span of a 5-year-old, Jake.
Makes making my crotch grow 1,000 times. Lemmy. What do you have? White toast syndrome?
Listen, hold on, Stancil. Whenever somebody gifts a sub to my channel, it's you. You say, thanks, Lemmy. This cock shot's for you. Every time somebody donates a subscription to my channel, it plays your voice.
Oh, wow. I'm so horny. Wow. Now I really am getting horny.
I think Jim's voice plays in a lot of people's head all over the Dabbleverse and beyond.
Wow. Hey, Lemmy, don't say that word here.
Are you busy today, Lemmy?
Yep.
I'm just dabbling with you there, Jim. It's all good.
because I'm thinking about doing a stream after in a few hours after BF Live goes offline.
Oh, cut.
I'm going to be so busy in a couple hours, buddy.
Jake, you got any plugs? You got any plugs? Got anything you want to talk about?
I'll do it myself. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Oh, we love Jake
Husden. Ladies and gentlemen, now is his name actually Husden or Hudson, and he spelled it wrong? I try to say it the way it's spelled, but I don't know if is that his name. Is it Hudson?
The Jake Whisperer? She probably has an answer to that, right?
I want you to go ahead and just take a wild guess.
Yeah, he spelled it wrong. Well, anyway, I have big news. Yes. Discussed on the most recent. I know I touched on it at the top of the show. On the most recent Ski Mask just the other day, I promised to get on Hinge as we discussed all the apps and my issues with meeting women in 2024 because they're all either at a bar or gay.
Yes.
So we agreed Hinge was the best app. Is that correct, Ski
Mask?
That's
correct.
The best one.
It is the best free one, you know. So Limmy, are you familiar with these apps? Have you been on the apps to try to are you into dudes?
Oh, don't ask me. Then. Okay, whatever.
You were next. So you may just fucking relax over there. Don't get all twisted.
I have a short attention span, like Jake. Come on, man.
I know, I can tell. Now, Limmy, you are familiar with these apps and how to shop, so we're going to take a look.
Let's take a look at this
piece. I'm liking this.
Take a look at this piece here. We're going to take a look at Jim Stansel's profile, and we're gonna see what's going on with this. So we'll start.
So my momager, just to preface this, I was in communique with my momager yesterday afternoon. I actually sent her my login to help me. That my biggest issue is these goddamn prompts because it's all.
Yes.
Oh my!
Is that his sound or mine?
Yeah, he just cut out completely.
Hold on, is he back? I don't know. Yes, but he's saying about the prompts. The prompts are terrible to do. But I like what he did. If you, I'll brag about you to my friends if you have good taste in music. I don't know. That one's pretty gay.
I know
a lot. The butter on lobster is good, though. I like that.
I know. It's terrible. I don't know what to say to the... And we went over for like a half hour trying to answer these prompts, but it's all... It's either hack bullshit or it's... I'm just answering it to get a certain... I don't know. I can't do it. This is why I haven't been on the apps to begin with.
No, the lobster one's great. Like I said, you got to do something off the wall. The music is pretty whack. I mean, you got to...
I know. It's terrible. It's embarrassing.
Also, you got to do that. It's very easy. Do the get verified thing. It makes it better. People will feel more comfortable to swipe on you. Just click that. Change that. Pictures look good. I like the push-ups, you know. You got dogs. Women love dogs.
Fantastic. Just don't tell them you listen to Lord Huron and you got a chance there, buddy. Just never admit that, no matter what.
That was going to be one of my answers. And
don't do it,
bud. Me out of
don't
it.
Do it.
You should definitely... put a picture of you with your boys up there so you don't look like a loner.
Is that right, Lemmy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, all of these pictures you're alone, except with your dogs.
Interesting. That's a red flag for a lady?
It is.
I mean, now that it's been pointed out a little bit, yeah.
Wow.
Like, why? Why? Who's taking these pictures also?
I don't know.
You. Except the push-ups.
I guess me. That's a good point. Because then, yeah. All right. I'm working on it now.
All you need is one with the boys and maybe like the second. Just put it in the second or third one.
Now, I had a picture up there of me on the stage during Gino's roast.
Right,
and I was also told to take that down because shows I'm too confident or something. This is why I don't do these fucking apps.
It's kind of a, like we talked about the other day, it's kind of a, hey, look at me. I'm on stage.
No, they probably don't want anyone to know that you're a comedian because they're all broke losers.
Well, no, because when I used to do the Hinge, I had a picture of me on stage with a mic, and I never got any likes until I took it down.
And then you put up, then you were like putting dishes away in your new pictures,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had a picture of me doing the dishes, doing the laundry, reading a book in bed, plumbing a toilet, and cooking dinner, and all
that's
in the same outfit.
That.
So it just shows me doing chores around the house, and a lot of dates came out of that one because it's different.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
You put thought into it and made it kind of funny.
And then one of my boys didn't believe me, so I took pictures of him doing yard work, mowing the grass, doing some trimmings, raking some leaves, all in the same outfit, and his started blowing up. It's fantastic because it's off the wall. Women like to laugh, but women love dogs too, so I like the dogs angle on this.
Kelly told me to do that. I was, again, not all the good things are things I haven't done.
Yes, but you're just getting started. Totally understandable.
I'll take
this is a great start.
Should I put I'll put the stage one back up?
Yes, but
maybe
a
picture
of
you and Opie standing next to each other. I think that would be good.
Kissing Opie?
I don't know. Opie looks old though, so they might.
What if I just put pictures of me kissing?
He looks better next to him. Like in comparison, they'll be like, "Wow, this guy looks way better than that old Opie guy."
What about this picture?
Let me see.
Wow.
Not bad.
That guy likes to party right there.
Right. Yeah. And there's girls. Little Emmy.
There's no other dudes. There's no other dudes.
No, I mean, if chicks dig more chicks will dig you.
I think that's funny. And that's a bit of, that's basically me in a nutshell. Right?
Yeah. You know what? It's not bad. And women,
we're
going to
put that
on
up. Let's give it a, floor run, see if it plays. Give it a floor run, see if it plays. Give it a floor run, see if it plays.
Go 2 to 3 days with the profile pics, and then switch them up a bit. So see what happens.
I already ran out of my likes for today.
With a picture like that, I know, but they didn't, so they could still swipe you, you know. And then they'll pop up first if they swipe you. Then
Yeah, I got something to pop up.
Swap out your pictures with Husey's, and then you'll probably get a lot of chicks.
I'll get a lot of guys. Again, we talk about it here all the time. Is Husey actually gay? And so for real?
I don't know.
He's always with guys, drinking with guys, like every night.
Yeah, but that's what Irish people do, and why the women are at home cooking the potatoes.
Weird.
You think he's gay because he has boys, because you have none.
I love boys. Talk about boys.
You have no pictures with your boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I just took a picture. I posted a picture last night.
How many times have you kissed this dude? Like, you have so many pictures of you, like all the pictures of you kissing Gino. Would be perfect for your profile.
That's what I'm thinking. What about this picture?
Not bad, then you just look like a magician.
Wait, what? I just took a picture last night with boys. Look at me and Julio and Tommy the Irishman.
See, that's not bad. I like it.
But
then they might think you're Hispanic.
America in a nutshell. an Italian, Polish, a Peruvian, and an off-the-boat Irishman. Now that's America. And I sang Team America World Police for karaoke last night, for the record.
Beautiful.
And I
thank you, Sketty Tooth John.
Thank you, Addicted to Profits, while we're at it. So
yes, thank you, Addicted to Profits, and
the Bahamas New Year.
Bahamas.
When are we going to Rose Island, Addicted to Profits? Send me the plane link.
Right, yeah, so I want to check out the while we're still on.
Could I just mention the Bahamas thing? Are you worried about like people calling the hotel when you get to the Bahamas and saying like he has arrest warrants out for him in the United States, like the CIA is looking for him and whatnot?
Yeah, I heard the ATF was going room to room looking for that man. Maybe he should have kept his mouth shut.
Well, it might be your turn next if you show up in the Bahamas.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, football did not even get close to going my way this weekend.
No, but I'm back today. I got a bunch of parlays in.
Me too. I got some.
There's only one way to win.
We'll get into that in a second because I got a couple questions about Saturday for you.
Please.
All right. So here's great. The only thing I would hide is the height. They don't need to know that until they meet you because it's all about personality. Because when you meet up with them in person, I mean, they're already there. They're already dressed up. So they don't need to know how tall you are. You're going to swipe on a 5'6", bro.
Is that not disingenuous? Don't they? I mean, I don't care about
fooling
ladies.
Unless they ask, they don't have to know until they see you. And then you just make them laugh, and then they'll forget about it.
Gina just texted me I should put this picture on the profile. It's me with big fat tits.
Not bad.
Milkers.
Yeah, just try it. Yeah, try it. See what's going on. They might think you're tranny.
Yeah, I didn't put in. You'll notice I didn't put in my
pronouns. Dude, they have COVID vaccine on here now.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
And by the way, sorry to quote Jake Hudson, but by the way, an interesting tidbit with that is there's no not vaccinated. The least thing you could do is not yet vaccinated.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that? You can't say no. You can't just say no. It's not yet vaccinated.
Where the fuck is Springdale? Are you shopping around Springdale? Where the fuck is that at?
Oh, look it up. I don't care. I'll send you everybody my address. Come kill me. I don't fucking care.
All right.
Isn't that the city in Back to the Future?
Just have fun with it. The worst thing you can do with the dating apps is take it too seriously.
Right.
It's the worst thing you could do. Just have fun with it, and then stop. Something will happen.
I'm looking for some. Well, that's the other side of this. And when we originally discussed this a while ago about these apps and why I've never been on them is they're very depressing.
They are.
It's very depressing to me.
But sometimes, if you go read some of these chicks' profiles, get a good laugh at some of them.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just. The other side of this, it's all just people that have been thrown to the curb of life, you know?
Including yourself, Jim. Come on, let's be honest here.
Come on. What am I supposed to do with that?
She might give
drunk and fucking have at it, bro.
She might give some good dome, some noggin.
Let's see. There's always, it's like, I said this before. You may remember it, Ski. But it's like, for those who ever play like Mario Party, where you can move... Mario's face around with the thing, like that's what all there was something off with all these people. They got you could chisel a lot of concrete with or forehead.
A lot of times,
they
don't have anybody to take pictures of them, so they're sitting there for hours trying to get the right selfie, and they never do. So they just end up uploading one with high cheekbones. And
cute. She's too strong. Fuck her.
How do you know?
The camera
is supposed to hurt a UFC gym. Please don't get me started on that again.
Who knows? She might be able to wrap her legs around you real nice and tight.
Listen, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and earmuffs, Lemmy. If I weigh, I don't give a fuck whatever training you fucking do. You give me a woman that I weigh 20 pounds, I have 20 pounds or more on, I will beat any woman in the world. Name your UFC fighter. If I weigh 20 pounds or more than them, I will beat any woman in the world in a fight. That's a fact. I don't care about all these Brazilian UFC chicks or Russian kicks. I'll pound them into oblivion.
Ronda Rousey.
With my weight and strength. I'll kill her. Well, she weighs more than me, though, probably. That's what I'm saying. If I have 20 pounds or more on a woman, I will beat any woman in the world to a pulp.
Even a trans woman? That sounds transphobic.
You mean a guy?
No, well, that's not I, what I said, is it? I said a trans woman.
Sorry. I live in reality.
They're going to start allowing trans women to fight women in some of these, in particular UFC fights. I cannot wait for the betting lines to open on those.
That'll prove my point.
Skull fractures and whatnot. Is that what we're betting on?
Speaking of betting, Stancil, I'm sure you saw the controversial call from Saturday's game, the Detroit Lions and Cowboys. What are your thoughts on that call?
Which call?
Okay, so at the very end, they went for a two-point conversion. They threw it
right.
To,
oh, yeah, they went for it three times.
Right. But they went. They threw it to number 68, and the flag was that he didn't report to the refs. Now, a couple of – I think it was yesterday, video came out showing number 68 reporting to the ref.
Well, no, didn't the Lions say themselves – now I remember everything. Yeah, and I watched a good amount about this. But didn't the Lions say themselves that the wrong guy reported or they didn't communicate it correctly, that 70 was the one that the refs said was eligible?
Yes. So, but if you go back and look at the footage, it shows 70 and 68 talking to the ref. So I don't know.
So I saw a semi-conspiracy theory that was – a point of the Lions because they want to confuse the Cowboys to not know which one was eligible, and then it backfired on them because the ref didn't know which one was eligible. So they think which makes sense. They said they did that. They both walked to the ref so the Cowboys wouldn't know which one was eligible or at least be a little confused. But it backfired on that. They also confused the ref. So I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't look at it from that angle. I just looked at it from the angle where both the guys are talking to the ref. All right, cool. Well, in any case.
What do you guys think? Your guys' daddy, Kevin Brennan, was saying that the games are fixed. It's obvious. It's just like wrestling. And that game exactly proves his point that football is rigged.
That's a hack. That's a hack. Smooth brain take saying the NFL is rigged.
You heard that. Stancil called KB a smooth brain. You heard it here, folks.
On this subject, 100% absolutely. That's such a hack fucking thing. There's 50 fucking guys in the game. There's no way you can plan these games out. You can lean maybe a ref or team of refs lean a little certain way, but you can't dictate the total outcome of a game.
He's just mad because his Eagles lost to the Cardinals. But I mean, earlier in the season, the Cowboys lost to the Cardinals. You know, I think it was like week three. So it's just one of those things that happens. You know, maybe there's
To get too sports, as you know, right, I'm a sports talk show host and All American athlete. But this obviously it's the NFL, which is why we love the NFL, is that anything can happen, unlike college where all the games are pretty much predetermined 90% of the time and it fucking sucks. Anywho, my point being, that aside, parody of the NFL aside, the Ravens might win the easiest Super. The Ravens are so far and wide above any other team in the league. Maybe the Niners are kind of close, but I don't believe in Purdy at all. They just have a lot of weapons. I think the Ravens might have the easiest Super Bowl win we've seen in a while, because all these other
teams. What about the rematch? Niners versus Ravens. That'd be a good rematch, huh?
I'd be fine with that.
When Kaepernick fucking choked.
Oh, yeah.
Crabtree. Yeah. Remember that one?
Yeah, sure. You're a huge Niners fan. Listen, just forget about it. Your Niners aren't even going to go to the bowl. They're going to lose first round of the playoffs, and that's that.
But, yeah, that's Eagles stink, depressing. Dolphins stink. Cowboys are actually probably my third team if I had to, just because I think they're solid all around. And then, obviously, Niners are two. But I think the Ravens are far and wide above any other team in the league.
Yes, Lamar Jackson definitely getting the MVP. Brock Purdy definitely.
I love how they – by the way, shout out Jake Hudson, by the way. I watched most of that game, Ravens game, and I listened to his post-game interview. And I love Lamar Jackson, and he should win the MVP, him or McCaffrey. But all these guys saying he's humble and he's so this. He is maybe one of the dumbest people on the planet. God bless his athletic ability. But it's just funny to me how ESPN, all these outlets are like, he's so humble. And no, he just can't talk. He's a classic athlete who his whole life is based around being a quarterback. And he's a moron. So there's a hot take for you.
We got Mr. Kill, Mrs. Kill Everything over here. Lighten up.
Now, what's your brand, Lemmy?
This is a joint.
Oh,
God, this is weird. Yeah.
Good for you. Where's mine? Oh, I forgot my bag.
It's called Peach Pie. I guess.
Why did her mic just got super loud? I don't know. Was that on?
Sorry.
She got excited.
Yeah, I got excited over that joint.
Sweet.
Just to wrap it up on the NFL, what are your thoughts about DeMar Hamlin getting the best or the comeback player of the year? He has two tackles this year.
Hold on. BRB.
Okay. Oh, he's got to do some real work. Go ahead, Quad.
Oh, I thought he was going to shit himself. I was going to do the Hamlin. Is he actually the real Hamlin or is that a clone?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but they're going to give him a comeback player of the year. At least that's what the odds are saying on the sports books. But
they should have Corey Feldman come out and sing "Comeback King" with him, right? When he goes on stage to take his award.
Stop, dude! That song gets stuck in my fucking head, and it's been a couple months. You're welcome. That happened. You're a dick, dude. On the first day of the year, you're going to do that to me?
I like that.
Now that Kumia episode where he's making fun of it is so fucking funny. I wish he would come back and do some shows. Because quite frankly, a lot of these podcasts are drying up. How's your show doing, BYB? I haven't gotten an invite in a while.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun lately, man. We've been doing some membership-only shows and oddball stuff. So mixing up the format, playing around with it, having some fun. I'll make sure you get the link. Maybe pop in Wednesday or Friday this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Or tonight if you're around.
I'll probably go to bed early tonight. Let me ask you, you were live with Stacy last night. Is that who it was?
Stormy.
Saw that.
Yeah, we were just hanging out.
Just hanging out, having fun, going live. Yeah, a lot of people were going live last night. It seems like most of the United States was staying indoors. Is it true that the 31st is what they call lightweights night or beginner's night with drinkers? So that's why no one likes to go out. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever. It's the young crowd, man. Fuck that. Why go hang out with all those 21-year-olds? They're all idiots.
Yeah, shit sound lame.
What about young people?
I'm just talking about how hack it is to go out on New Year's Eve and probably
hack. Yeah, I was at the soccer ball club, and then I went to the best bar in America, Casey's Tavern on 85 Woodside Street in Stamford, Connecticut. Feel free to Google map it. And but that was, you know, I go to my local haunt. Going out to any downtown, no. I mean, the last 2 years, I've literally been in bed by 10. Like, it's just another night. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, well, I have three dogs, for example, and I have to stay home to hang out with them because the fireworks start going off around here, and it freaks them all out, and they're all spazzed.
Oh, you got to give them some Benadryl on New Year's Eve and July 4th. Give the dogs Benadryl, and they'll sleep just fine through the fireworks.
You ever think of getting, like, a rickshaw and have them pull you around the neighborhood?
Yeah. You ever think about going to do the Iditarod Trail?
Yes, all of these things have crossed my mind. Absolutely, you bet.
Jake,
a wheelbarrow. I don't know. We could.
Oh, he's got to do his plugs.
We'll workshop it later.
Let's see if he's here to plug. Well, before that,
amateur night. I may or may not have done that. Come and get me. That would have been number three. I would have been in jail for years. But they didn't get me. Ha ha ha! I win. Yay!
Driving is the most road American beers. Thing to do.
We have T-shirts to prove it. Chuck Mangione said it. What did Chuck Mangione say?
Always drink before you drive.
Right.
Yes.
Classic quote.
Don't drive somewhere and then drink and drive. You start drinking, then you drive to the party. That way you already got a good feel of what it's going to be like.
Truly American. Yes. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, as they say. If a few people die because of drunk driving accidents, it pays the price for the rest of us to live a full American life of drink driving all around the country. Okay. It really is no better feeling. Windows down, music blasting,
all the way
in the bag behind a steel, nice gas-powered car, not that gay electric shit.
Yeah, it's brutal. I wanted before we bring Jake in to do his plugs, I wanted to get your quick take. I asked Quadfather, of course. Quick take on they want to give DeMar Hamlin comeback player of the year, even though he only has two tackles. Your thoughts?
Sorry. No, please. I mean, you know what they're doing. They love to do this fucking what?
I mean, obviously Joe Flacco deserves the fucking that, you know. Jeez.
They love these fucking little storylines. Like they're it's all stupid. Fucking it's all ESPN.
I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on that. Yeah, no. ESPN is brutal to watch anyway. Jake Hudson,
it could be good call Flacco.
You got your plugs?
By the way, fucking wankers.
He got me. All right.
That's a good one.
That's he got me good. He got
Ray
me
DeVito,
good.
Ladies and gentlemen. There he goes.
Definitely Ray. Thanks, Ray, coming in.
Ray's still leaving Kelly vicious voicemails.
Really? Save those for Saturday's show. We'll have to.
But you know what? Let's call. You want to call Kelly and get her take on my Hinge profile? Because you guys will probably agree.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to that. I always go on this site called Plenty of Fish. POF.
That shit's old as hell, but I mean, it's good for
you. I know, it works, though. It's real, dude.
Yeah? Have you met
it works for later? Cripples. It'll work for Stancil. I mean, you're probably the same
website,
height as me.
It's a website, not an app?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's an app.
But what? Well, hold on. We'll come back.
There's free poon all over that app, too. Trust me.
Yeah, it's just whores.
Speaking of whores, see if she.
Yeah, anyone
up.
That'll Hello. Screw a quad.
Yes, you're live on Ski Mask Collective with Ski Mask, Little Lemmy, and Quadfather. We want to hear. I was showing them my Hinge profile, and I told them you helped me with. You want to tell them your experience with me?
Your Hinge profile, how is it?
Yeah, and generally, it's up on the screen now.
Oh, it is. I'm not at my, I can't see it. I think it's good. I think that you're going to get a mixed bag of nice ladies.
So far, it's mostly
to respond to you.
No, for starters, nobody likes me so far. and it's like it's a lot of Hindus on here.
Yeah, what's wrong with Hindus? No Hindus?
No, it's fine. I mean, you already make fun of my stinky little lady, so we don't want another one.
Or you can have a Hindu too.
Oh boy, no, that's racist. Oof. We don't do that.
Yeah, anymore. we don't do racism.
Nobody likes me. They already just had me change one of my pictures because they said it's weird that all of my pictures are not. Lemmy says it's weird that all my pictures aren't with anybody. It makes me look like a loser loner.
I told you to put up a picture with you and another person yesterday. Ooh. Did you not say that?
I don't listen to anything you say. I don't fucking know. Hold on.
So you switched it out?
Yeah. I put up the picture of me with Gigi Dior and Keanu behind me with Gigi's big fat fake tits out.
No, you didn't. You did not put that on your Hinge profile.
Yep. I mean, censored over the tits, of course.
You can't have that on your profile. Like, you and two women. You're trying to get a woman.
Yeah, it shows I like women. It shows I'm fun. I have McDonald's in front of me. It's, what?
Why don't you just have it with you and Steve? He's in that picture. Who?
Steve.
Cut the women out.
All right. What are you doing? Are you hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. I was walking the dogs, and I went to the store.
All right, I don't really care.
Okay, all right. All right, Mr. Kill Everything.
Did she get dick last night? God. Did she get laid?
Oh, Quad Father wants to know if you got cock last night.
Did I get any cock last night?
Yeah.
No, just virtually.
From who?
Can't say.
Wow.
Secrets.
Right. Virtually cock. I got virtual.
Was
cock.
It Husey?
Mm. Was Ray DeVito? Quad Father or Ray DeVito?
No, wasn't he?
It sounds like Mrs. Kill Everything the way she's telling the story.
I'll get in trouble?
I'm going to get you in trouble later. This is getting too sultry for the air. I'll talk to you after this.
Have fun.
All right, bye.
Wow.
That was a waste of time.
Sounds like Mr. Kill Everything and Kelly should do a show where they just tell
stories.
It
was really that bad, huh?
Yeah. Dude, it was brutal. You'll know, and we'll get the full report on Saturday's show, of course.
If you every time you started a sentence, you started it over halfway through it and did that like 10 times in a row, that would be
was
your
he on drugs?
Abilities. No, he was just plastered. He was drunk, dude.
Yeah, he showed up in a suit, drank a whole bottle of whiskey, and smoked 200 cigarettes and was vaping. And Kevin just, he's great.
How much did he weigh?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Did Kevin ask how big his penis was?
No, I was definitely in the chat trying to get down to the nitty gritty, but I mean, amateur. Nobody wants to ask the real fucking questions around here. So
yeah, ask a doctor. We should ask Jake if he asked his doctor how big his piece was. You asked the doctor how big his piece was, the sorcerer, and Kevin was appalled by it for some reason. It's a natural thing, as we discussed. I need to know the size of everyone around me at all times.
If I don't know, I'm going to know. I'm going to figure it out. I'll wait for you to go to the urinal, and I'll grab the one right next to you, and I'll have a peek, you know?
Yeah, just take a little gander over there. No, not a big deal. If you're not going to tell me the truth, I'll find out myself. I'll go.
Oh, this is a great point by Chris Mack. You know how Kevin always makes a point never to have more than four people? Well, he did make an exception last night to keep Mr. Kill Everything on, I guess because he gives him money. So, yes, Kevin did have five people on the screen last night. That's a very good point, Chris Mack. Thank you.
You're a big fan of that, right, Quadfather?
Yeah, Addicted to Profits and Borgeson. He's had all those money guys on. He likes to bring on money. The money men.
Yeah, Borgo was terrible, too.
Yeah, Borgo stinks.
Hey, I mean, whatever. Keep that money rolling in,
guys. I can tell
the
truth. What do you want from me? I'm probably a fine person. We're talking about a podcast. We're talking about the quality of a podcast.
Jealousy's starting to show there a little bit, Jim.
Daddy
doesn't call on you anymore.
If we just want to last SMC, I gave an exclusive that I did offer my services for the first time since I was on last Wednesday, Tuesday, I think it was. And
how quickly did it get shot down?
Never heard back.
Yeah.
See? Ghosted.
He doesn't want to hear just from the naturally funny. I mean, that was a great tweet, whoever tweeted that. They don't want you on because, you know, it doesn't go along with Kevin's agenda because you're naturally funny and very, very hit the nail on the head. I forgot who
that was.
That
a great tweet.
Yes.
And he did hit the nail on the head with a hammer.
And you might not play his game the way he wants to play it.
Well, right, right. I mean, that's what happened with me. You know, I didn't play the game. I showed up to lay a fish, and I gave honest answers, but then I wanted to know what the size was.
Now, let's read this. Dr. Chow, Borgo's wife cheated on him with a teen, and the dad beat him up at a casino, and that's his proudest story. Yeah, and then he told that story, which I keep bringing up because it seems to slip through the cracks. He told the story about how his wife was in Vegas with her friends, and a magician robbed them all of their watches on the street. Read between the lines, Borgo. They clearly gangbanged a gigolo and paid him with their watches.
God.
And lied to you. Oh, yeah, magician stole. Yeah, because that ever happens. A magician steals three watches at once.
Yeah, he must be really good.
Yeah, they just banged a gigolo and gave him the watch.
And that gigolo's name was Ray DeVito.
Hey, hey. No, come on.
Hindu. Hindu is getting taken over by the Hindus.
No, come on. No, take that down. We don't want to talk about that. No. Borgo's a nice guy. Hey, come on.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
I wish you well.
No, don't talk about Harry Jane. No, come on. She's trying to get away from all this stuff. Come on. No.
Come on. She doesn't want to.
He's a good egg. Yeah.
Poor Ray. He's always been nice to me.
Yeah. Oh, I got a huge shout out last night. I shouldn't be ripping on Ray DeVito because he said how good I was on MLC and said you should have him on more.
I did hear that.
DeVito, we like that kind of interaction with Kevin Brennan. Keep it up.
Yeah, you get on more than me. Well, next time you're on, make him send me the link.
Yeah,
not a chance.
See what's what. We'll see.
I don't need
what.
The competition.
He doesn't want to. Well, get back to what we were saying. Yes, it's everybody's scared of the truth. And
you're
an
all-American athlete too.
I want to go on and have a spirited. I want to go on and have a spirited debate, not debate, but a spirited discussion about the state of the show. I think it would be entertaining for all to have me on behalf of all the OGs who on
like
all my
a state
birdies.
Of the union.
Yes, a state. Exactly. Thank you, Quadfather. The state of the union, the state of MLC. And I'm not going to rip it. I listen to almost every show unless there's a puppet or a vegetable on. I still can't stand listening to those. No offense, but also I don't give a fuck. I think it's very boring. I think Kevin just likes to say Tuki at the end of the day. I think he just likes to literally say the name because he has that weird Philly accent. Tuki. Anything with two O's, Kevin says, really funny. Go back and watch it. That's a fact. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, I've ranted about that.
Yes.
Many times.
So are you saying you won't be on any show with the puppet? Are you saying that right here, right now, today on,
we've already said
first day of 2024.
Yeah. I don't really care. I just don't, I don't find it. It doesn't do anything for me. I don't
fisting puppets doesn't do anything for you.
No. Grown men, and it's the same voice every kid learns to do when they're like eight. Anybody can do the Kermit voice. So, no.
Well, let's hear it then, if anyone could do it.
Hey, it's me. I'm a puppet. I don't know. I haven't done it in forever because it's hack. give me 5 minutes. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. He's got to do some practice over there. Speaking of
Kermit, by the way, Kermit and me have the same taste in ladies. Nice, thick.
Newports?
Pretty much. I got my little Newport's been acting up. That's the whole reason I got to get on Hinge. And
like Gino said, it's called Hinge-do for all the Hindus.
Now, wait a minute. What? Plenty of Fish. Did Plenty of Fish, how does that work?
Same as like that app you were looking at. Very similar, but it's just a different site. But I think it's used a lot more. Tinder's the second one. Like those two are the pretty much the only ones I use because
it seems
like everyone's on both of them.
Do you pay?
For Tinder, yeah.
I'm not judging. We were talking about this the other day. That's why we landed on Hinge, is from what I hear. Now they're all, unless you pay, they're pretty much all dead apps.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Plenty of Fish is free, but yeah, you pay to do whatever, make it better, but I don't.
Right.
I do the free plan, and I still get phone numbers. So there it is, Stancil. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Ooh,
that's for sure.
I paid for the Tinder Gold because it's funny. You can see who likes you, and then you get to choose
exactly
what you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you could do it week by week. So, like, whatever. If you just want to get laid this week, pay the 20. Yeah. Use it,
20?
Get laid, and then fucking don't do it for a while till you want to plow again.
Well, that is interesting. But I thought it was like $4 or something.
No, it's like it was 15 when I used it. They upped the price.
You get $15 for some poo, though. I mean, that's not bad.
It's better than $200 for an hour.
Maybe if I get a few more super chats, I can afford to have sex.
Right, exactly. Or if we sell some merch. Limmy, you want to tell us a little bit about this t-shirt, where the idea came from? Because it was random. It made my day. I saw the logo pop up on Twitter.
Yeah, I paid for a subscription to an artificial intelligence like image generator, and mm-hmm. I put some descriptors in, and that popped up.
That's badass. I like it. Hopefully this flies off the shelves. All sizes available at SkiMaskCollective.com. I mean, this is flying off the shelves, folks. I do have to, I'm gonna tweak it a little bit.
You go up to 5X, right? You got sizes for the fats?
No, I was just gonna say we don't cater to people who don't take care of themselves. I think we only go up to double X.
Yep, double X is where I draw the line.
We do it to keep a healthy
audience. Chad.
Chad's got it.
Chad, I'm sorry you can't buy our merch. No. yes.
Confirmed fatty.
Go around the horn, I guess. What are you guys excited about for the year? I mean, it's just another fucking day, but we'll do what every other show does. Stancil, what are you excited about? I mean, you've completely done a flip-flop here. You were trashing the dating apps. Now you're on the dating apps. You seem to be making full circle. What are you excited about? Is that what you're
excited about? Yes, there's a lot of circles. There's a lot of circles. It's a lot has changed since this day last year. I've had sex. I've in peak physical form pretty much. I mean, maybe not since I was 19. I was in this kind of shape. I may even be in better shape now, to be totally honest. Just calm down, Lemmy. I want to expand my woman portfolio, not to be a disgusting male, but just you can't just marry the first girl you hook up with. So that's all. Yeah, dip my little wick. So on that end, I'm looking forward to hopefully that a little bit. What else? I'm living in an actual house that's not my mother's, which is nice. So we're already on the right track there. Beautiful. And what am I looking forward to? I guess looking forward to nothing.
I'm in the same boat. Don't worry.
Traveling. I do have to book something. I'm getting all work and no vacation. Traveling makes Stancil. I need at least a quarterly vacation, if not multiple a quarter, or else I lose my mind. So I'm going to go to the Caribbean. Send the link, Addicted to Profits. I'm coming probably in the next month or so.
Do some cannonballs down there in the Caribbean. Quadfather, what do you got? What are you looking forward to over there?
Yeah, New Year's resolutions, that's trash. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. But yeah, I think Stancil's on the right track. I think I'm with you, buddy. Let's get laid a lot. 2024, boom.
Racks.
All right. Yeah.
That's all I want.
Lay some dong. You want to get laid a lot too? What's going on there? What are you looking forward to? What do you have? What's on the docket?
I'm going to go see Prof in February, I think.
What is Prof? Is it a band?
It's a rapper. It's
nice.
Who I'm kind of into right now.
Sick. It's the worst shit ever. It's horrible. Granny listens to it constantly, and he's a trash person. Lemmy, you're not a trash person, so I don't know why you listen to it, but it bugs me a lot. Just like Lord Huron.
I like annoying.
Oh, I forgot. I have tickets again. Fourth year running every time. I haven't missed it. Red Rocks, June. What is it this year? June 2nd, I think. Once again, I'll be at Red Rocks to see Lord Huron.
Now, are you
embarrassing?
Are you taking the same boys you took last year? I know.
So, good question. Good question. I did purchase 3 tickets on the pre-sale because I'm in the World Enders fan club, of course. Ooh. And that's a fact. And they call us World Enders, or Travelers is the other name for Lord Huron fans. As in astral travelers. But I'm going to try to make people hate me more. No, I actually got a third ticket for the little lady I've been talking to, but you know that can always be handed off. So it's me and Julio and a plus one. Ooh. That was purchased for a certain person, but you know, she could literally be dead by then, or certainly dead to me,
right?
So we'll see.
Are we talking about KB?
No, 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 no. That's actually.
I mean, she just has to drive to fucking Red Rocks, right?
Yeah, she met us last year. We hung out with KB last year.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, actually.
Does she have monster boobies? Is that true?
Yes, very attractive. Yes, confirmed. Very voluptuous. We covered it here, and we even, you know, we discussed it on Shuley's show.
I know.
Afterwards,
debriefing
we did.
That a lot.
I can confirm it. She was in Atlantic City. I can confirm. Huge knockers.
Big knockers, and apparently I missed my chance. And I stand by myself making a move with three drunk other guys around. It was weird, but it won't be so lucky next time, KB. I'm just gonna straight up R-word you.
Oh, no.
You heard it here first, folks, and we can wrap it up on that. Let me. You
I'll show you not
plug?
Make a move.
No, Granny. Granny, maybe.
Yeah. What does he
no,
got?
There's nothing.
What's Granny up to, that crazy bastard?
He's playing League of Legends, being crazy.
I like that kid. Even though we fight on the air, he's still funny. He makes me laugh. Quadfather, what are you plugging on? What do you got coming up? Any huge shows? Any sellouts?
No, nothing really planned for big events. But what? Check us out tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, at BYB_POD. You know where we're at.
Stancil, what do you got? In hot water tomorrow?
Yeah, we're back. Another Stancil Tuesday coming right back at you. You know, 12:30, 12:40 I'll be live on this very channel, walking around the streets. And I did say walking quad.
Oh,
the streets of New York. And 1:30, the dump with Steve and Bobby. 2:15 in hot water with the lightning rod that is Gino Bisconti. And I'm probably not going to go over to Opie. Always leave them wanting more. So I'll let the demand build a bit for the new year. Maybe next week or something, I'll go back by Gebhard's. And maybe I'll try to have sex afterwards off the air.
Amazing stuff. I'm going to see how long I can go sober this year. 3 weeks so far. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I know I'll eventually fall off a wagon, but another year gone by, another survived two Caesars, unlike some other podcasters. I survive, and we will prevail. There'll be a lot of episodes. Stanton was supposed to laugh at that. There'll be a lot of episodes being released this year. New stuff coming. Lemmy, thanks for the idea of the T-shirt. Thanks for coming on. Quadfather, good luck on the show tonight. I'd love to be there, but I'll probably be sleeping, but I might hop in the chat. And we'll be back Saturday-ish, maybe Friday, maybe Sunday. Who knows? Who gives a fuck if something cool happens? Light up the chat. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Happy New Year, I guess.